Women in the technology field have faced all manner of insults, including, most recently, Gamergate, which highlighted sexism and harassment in video game culture. This week, the insult came from a seemingly more benign source, but one that set off a loud online cry of, "Are you kidding me?" A book called Barbie, I Can Be a Computer Engineer was originally published in 2010, but this week, author and Disney screenwriter Pamela Ribbon took to her website to excoriate some glaring stereotypes in the book, which she only came across just recently.
I was at my friend Helen Jane's house, and I found this book on her table. I said, "Oh, this is so exciting! Barbie, I Can Be a Computer Engineer! Like, this is very exciting!" And she said, "Oh, now I'm really going to break your soul."
So Pamela Ribbon started reading.
It starts so promising. Barbie's designing a game to show kids how computers work. This is for school. She's going to make a robot puppy do cute tricks by matching up colored blocks. Skipper asks if she can play the game, and Barbie says, "I'm only creating the design ideas," Barbie says, laughing. "I'll need Steven and Brian's help to turn it into a real game."
Barbie gets a virus on the computer, which then infects another computer, and oh dear.
So then she asks some boys to fix it for her, and they say, "It'll go faster if Brian and I help," offers Steven.
At the end of the day, Barbie takes credit for the boys' work. Ribbon was ticked off. She wrote about it on her blog on Monday. The tech blog Gizmodo picked it up, and by Tuesday, it had gone viral.
Everybody was just enraged with me, which was so nice. From the very beginning, it was, "I hear you, I support you," men and women across the board. People were upset for their daughters and their sons in schools. And, you know, whether or not Barbie wants to be a role model, she's in that position.
Midweek, Mattel issued an apology on the official Barbie Facebook page saying, quote, "The portrayal of Barbie in this specific story does not reflect the brand's vision for what Barbie stands for." Writer Pamela Ribbon thinks that's a good first step, but she's been more impressed by how people online have responded.
I mean, give the internet a problem, it'll fix it with a lot of flair. People on the internet have made hundreds of different versions of this book now because of Feminist Hacker Barbie's site.
That site, Feminist Hacker Barbie, was created by Kathleen Toot, a computer scientist in Santa Cruz, California.
So one of my friends posted this call to action on Facebook that was like, "Hey, other lady programmer friends, can we crowdsource some feminist slash hacker text to paste over the originals?" And I was like, I do a lot of crowdsourcing app design. Maybe I can make this up.
She put together a website that allows users to write their own text for the illustrations in the Barbie book.
One of the very first ones that came in was basically a role reversal. Instead of Barbie as the game designer, she was the game programmer. It says, "Barbie worked hard to implement Steven and Brian's gameplay designs. Although she enjoys writing the code to bring these designs to life, she also respects the knowledge of user experience that designers like Brian can bring to the table."
Kathleen Toot says she's gotten more than 2,000 submissions.
These improved revisions that we're seeing now actually give a better sense of what it's like to be an engineer.
Across the country, another woman in the computer science field was also getting fired up about the Barbie book. Casey Fiesler is a PhD student at Georgia Tech.
Well, originally when I saw this story, I thought, you know what is great about this, though, is that obviously what's going to happen is someone's going to write a new book or it's going to become a meme or something like that. And I thought I should actually just do it myself.
Fiesler got to work in Photoshop and rewrote the entire book so that instead of the computer virus being the big problem, Barbie is upset about something else.
I thought, well, maybe she's upset about sexism in computing. So she is making a game, and she's making a game in collaboration with the boys. And she says that when she posted about her game on Twitter, people assumed that she must be the designer, but boys were doing the coding.
So in Fiesler's story, one of the boys is the designer, and Barbie is the coder. Fiesler says the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
And I've had people tweeting at me and leaving comments saying that they printed it out and read it to their kids, that their daughters were so excited and they want to be computer scientists. I've had people ask me if they can translate it into other languages.
One part of this story, though, has gotten ugly. The woman who wrote the original book for Mattel told ABC News that she's gotten hundreds of nasty emails and is scared to open many of them. She told ABC that she regrets that she may have let stereotypes slip into the book. Earlier this week, Mattel and publisher Random House pulled the book from Amazon and announced that the print and ebook publication will be discontinued.